Okay, folks, you may be doing something wrong right now in your life, and this is a good time to change it because it is a new year. You can make a resolution.
Well, let's do it. No.
All right, let's first find out if you're doing it or not. Did you shower before you came to work this morning or before you went to bed last night?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you may be doing that wrong.
What?
There is a pretty strong consensus among dermatologists that you should not shower every day, and it's better for your skin if you don't.
I don't buy it.
I don't know if I buy it either, Hog.
Here's the reason why. You know what? There's been times, days, I've taken 3 showers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very clean of you.
Well, you know what? I can't go through a day. That's the first thing I do in the morning, even on Saturdays and Sundays, take a shower. I can't go a whole day without showering. It drives me crazy.
Okay.
And my skin's fine. Look, I don't see any blemishes. Of course, I have had some basal cell cancer.
And there is a pile of dried skin underneath you at
the
floor there.
Just sweep that under.
I'm shedding.
A puff when you walk by.
Yeah.
Skin just flakes off of him as he walks down the hall. It's awesome.
Okay, but I will say the kids now, they'll go 5 days without a shower, and they're good with it.
That's bad parenting, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're supposed to. I found out because I did the same thing, and my wife says it's supposed to be twice a week.
Oh, okay.
For kids.
Yeah, you're teaching them how to.
No, I'm not.
Keep clean.
I ask him, I'm like, do you want to take a shower? They say no every time.
I know, they do. And here's the problem. You get away with that when they're young, but once they hit their teen years and they start growing sweat glands, they start to stink pretty rank.
But they make up for it then. That's when you take long showers.
Right.
Yeah.
Your teenage years, you take lots of showers and long showers because you want to be clean for the girls.
And my dad would always go, turn off that water. You've been in there for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Yeah. Your dad wasn't real bright. Right. Because he would have known. He should have known. You're a teenager. You're wanting to be clean for all the girls.
That was just rude, though. You didn't say that about his dad.
Yeah. I mean, you can say about me, but not my dad.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you knew. My bad. Anyway, what they say with the people who take a shower every single day is that it dries out your skin and gets rid of the body's natural oils.
Mm-hmm.
I did an experiment. Over the Christmas holidays, I went 4 days without showering at all.
I bet your hair looks so greasy.
Gross.
It actually looked better than I thought it would look at the end of 4 days.
Yikes.
My beard didn't look so good, but my hair wasn't that bad.
I mean, did your kids not snuggle up to you or anything? Oh, Dad.
Well, I used deodorant.
That's one way to guarantee you're going to spend some time alone.
I know, I know.
But I don't do anything to really build up a sweat either.
Well, that's true.
Come on, honestly, we're talking about 5 minutes in a shower. You went 4 whole days?
It's not like 5 minutes. That's the lie people tell.
The first, I can take a 5-minute shower.
Then you still got to go get undressed. You got to get the towel. You got to dry off afterwards.
Please.
You got to do your hair afterwards.
Like,
well, it ain't 5 minutes.
And you say you don't do anything to sweat, but I wake up sweating in bed sometimes.
Then you don't have your thermostat turned down low enough.
No, you sweat. But you just don't know
I don't.
It.
You think about
you
it.
Do.
I don't.
First
you
day.
Do. I don't.
You guys want to take it out back? First, how old are you? I mean, really.
He's touching me.
You're making me sweat. Right now,
the first day, you know, you let it go. Okay, I understand 1 day without showering. Second day, you get up and you're like, are you going like, I'll get in the shower a little bit later? And then all of a sudden, it's 4 p.m. You're like, well, I might as well make it another day here.
I've done it.
I don't have to answer to you, but yes.
And then the third day, what are you thinking?
That's exactly how it happens.
I'm like, you've got to feel nasty.
I'm going for a record here.
Yeah, I know.
There were 3 days over the holidays. I just stayed in my pajamas.
Thank you.
Well, hold up. I realized that every time I took the dog out, the neighbors were seeing me in the same pajamas.
Yeah.
After the second day, I did shower and put on clean pajamas. So the neighbors would see me at least changing clothes.
Okay. I change clothes every day. You're dirty.
Oh, no. Oh, if I'm not going to shower, I'm not going to dirty clothes.
What's so funny is you're worried about what the neighbors think.
I'm
like, they're judging me.
Yeah.
I've got to change my pajamas. I'm like they're not judging you being out there in the yard in your pajamas.
Oh.
Like in the evening.
I'm in my
walking
backyard.
Walking your dog.
It's the daytime.
Okay.
I love how Cato and I are fighting with each other over who's dirtier when everyone else is just looking at us going, look, they're dirty.
They're both dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it.
Well,
I just cannot go without a shower.
I had science on my side.
Well, who had showers this morning? I did.
I did.
I did.
I showered last night. I like getting into bed clean.
Yeah, we make fun of Heidi. She showers before she goes to bed.
She sweated while she was sleeping.
Uh-huh. You don't sweat when you sleep, Tom. That's just what you said.
You
God.
But you do.
You wake up greasy.
We're judging each other. We're all nasty.
This is a great topic to bring up at work
today. Yeah, do it.
No.